In our gospel today, Jesus goes to the land of the Decapolis. Start a little geography lesson. The Decapolis is a Greek word that just means 10 cities. The Decapolis was a region just east of the Jordan River, outside of Israel. It's in modern-day Jordan now. And these 10 cities were Greco-Roman cities. They were pagan cities, so there weren't Jewish people living there. It's kind of the far eastern edge of the Roman Empire. And Jesus goes there today. But this was not the first time Jesus visited the Decapolis. We read from Mark chapter 7, a passage from the gospel today. I actually want to begin by looking back about the first time that Jesus went to this region, to the region of the Decapolis. It takes place in Mark chapter 5, two chapters prior. And you probably remember the story, but the first time Jesus goes to this region, this pagan region, is the time when he heals the Gerasene demoniac. The story, Jesus arrives in this region, gets out of the boat, and then Mark writes, when he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Okay, so we have a man who's possessed by a demon, clearly living a very unhealthy life, living amongst tombs and in caves and hurting himself and probably scaring the people in the region. He comes up to Jesus and he says, really the demon speaking through him says, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Jesus asks him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And it's at this point is when Jesus exorcises the demon. He casts the demon out of the man. And this is the scene where there's a huge herd of swine, pigs, close by. Again, another reason why you know this was Gentile territory, because Jews had nothing to do with pigs. You would never have Jewish people carrying and herding swine. And so Jesus casts the demons out and they go into the swine. And then the demons cause the swine to head down this hill and into a lake where they basically kill themselves. And so after this incident, the people who saw it go into town and tell people about it, then more people come back out. And then Mark writes this: "Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district." All right, so the first time Jesus comes to the Decapolis, he exorcises these demons, this event happens, the word starts to spread, the people come to him and say, "Get out of here. We don't like you." They reject him. But just before he leaves, the man who was healed, who was possessed by a demon, but now is in his right mind, he comes to Jesus, and Mark writes, "As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him." He wants to stay. It's like he wants to get in the boat too. He wants to be like one of the apostles. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." He says, "No, you're not going to come with me. You're going to go back to your home, to the Decapolis, this region, and you're going to tell people what God in his mercy has done for you." Now, fast forward to chapter 7 in the gospel we have today. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and Sidon and went by the way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. He's back. "And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him." Do you notice something different? His reception has changed. The first time he shows up here, the people say, "Get out of here." They reject him. "Leave." He comes back a second time. This time, people are coming to him, and they bring him a deaf man. They ask him to heal him. They obviously believe that he has the power to heal, or they wouldn't have brought this guy to him. And Jesus does heal him. And then after the healing, Mark writes, they were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The first time he goes to the Decapolis, he's rejected. "Get out of here, Jesus." The second time he comes, he's welcomed. He's praised. He has done all things well. What changed? Is it possible that maybe that man in chapter 5 who was possessed by a demon, he was actually faithful to what Jesus told him? When Jesus says, "Go back home and tell people what God in his mercy has done for you." And what if he was faithful? Well, the scriptures do say he was faithful in doing that. He goes and tells people what God did for him. And maybe, just maybe, it was that, his testimony about what God had done for him, is what began to change the hearts of the people in that region of the Decapolis. So that when Jesus comes back the second time, they welcome him. They praise him. It just took one person to share what God had done for him to start changing the hearts of people who had initially rejected Jesus. Sometimes it just takes one person. If that was true 2,000 years ago, it's still true today. Sometimes all it takes is one person who's willing to share to people who sometimes might want to reject Jesus, initially reject him. Sometimes it just takes one person to share what God has done to them, how God has transformed them by his grace, to begin to crack open the shell of people who initially reject Jesus. Just takes sometimes one person. Why can't that person be me? Why can't that person be you?